You can kind of track the size of new American houses in the career of one home builder, Andrew Konovatov.
How long have you been in the business?
Well, my dad was a general contractor, and I worked with him since I was 9 years old, so 45 years.
When Konovatov helped out his dad, the median size of new detached homes was less than 1,300 square feet. By 2007, new homes were more than 2,200 square feet, or about 70% bigger.
My analogy is, you go to McDonald's, you can upcharge or supersize your meal for an extra dollar and get a couple hundred extra French fries.
People really did that with homes?
Yeah, I mean, money was available, and people bought more home than they needed. But now we've trended back the other way.
Konovatov is not the only builder to notice this. According to numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau, brand new homes have gotten smaller for 2 years straight, and home builders say the trend is going to continue for at least another year. This hasn't happened since World War II.
What's this section?
So this is the kitchen, the eat-in area, and the family room, and it's all one flow.
Konovatov wants to show me how he's adjusting. This showroom is in a Chicago suburb. He says lately people don't notice what's missing from places like this.
In the smaller square footages, you won't see a dining room, a formal dining room. You'll have an eat-in kitchen. So we've pushed out the formal dining room.
Konovatov says he can make money off of smaller homes, but even if he couldn't, there's not much he can do about it.
I think we're going to continue to trend down to smaller square footages.
Why do you say that?
Because it's market-driven. We were buying too much house that we didn't need, and I think there's a price you pay for it.
But what has been the cost of larger homes? Well, some people couldn't afford house payments, of course, but environmentalists say there was another problem with big houses. That is, they were wasteful. Alex Wilson edits a magazine called Environmental Building News.
In building a house, we need lumber, we need windows, and a whole range of building materials. And it's just common sense that a smaller house is going to use less materials. And with any material, you know, even a so-called green material made from recycled content, there are still impacts associated with manufacturing that product and shipping it to the job site. So when we can use less, we reduce environmental impact.
Wilson says the size of new homes has dropped just a bit, maybe the equivalent of a big closet or a tiny, tiny dining room. Average new homes are still bigger than 2,000 square feet.
It'll be interesting to watch these numbers to see if that trend continues.
So you haven't been uncorking any champagne or anything yet?
No. If we saw the house size drop down to 1,800 square feet or something, I'd be very excited. But I don't think we're going to see that extent of a drop.
Why do you say that?
If we were paying $5 a gallon for gasoline today and equivalent prices for natural gas and heating oil, then we would see a much more dramatic drop in house size.
Home builders and economists say that Wilson is right. They say for now, home buyers want smaller homes because they can't afford large mortgage payments. And that could always change quickly. They say we won't demand small houses until we truly fear a lifetime of high utility bills. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.